good morning here. Rosie's showing up after having a full morning of what we call broadcaster's cocktail. It's a mixture of Cepacol, Mucinex, and DayQuil.
Well, all your listeners will certainly appreciate your efforts.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I'm not responsible for anything I say.
Hey.
I didn't know that was mine.
We need to start every broadcast that way.
Woo! Rosie could not answer the bell this morning. A big thank you to Jennifer and Romy for carrying the first 2 hours of the show. I could not have been here.
Did you hear Dr. Sky? Or were you sleeping still?
I kind of heard it through a fog.
Mm. Yeah, it was a very interesting hour.
Dr. Sky is always a great hour.
If you're not in a market that carries a 7 o'clock hour and you haven't quite figured out how to stream it yet, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com, sign up for the podcast and get it. If you like astronomy or you're interested in it or you want to get your kids a little involved in the sky, that was a great hour.
I forgot how to look at the night sky and determine your latitude. It was good being reminded of that little tip.
The index and thumb spread apart 15 degrees.
That was a good tip. Good tip. Hey, we're here this morning in this hour, 9 o'clock hour. We're talking plumbing. It's your hour with a plumber. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We've invited our Rosie certified plumber up from Pima County, the Tucson area, intelligent design plumber, Mr. Jason Watson. Jason, good morning. Thanks for driving up this morning. Pretty drive, huh?
Good morning. It was, and it was fun to learn what those two little dots next to the moon were.
You got up early enough to see them this morning, didn't you?
I did.
And they were Venus and Mars, right?
Venus and Mercury.
Mercury. Okay.
And Mercury is the hardest planet to ever see. And if you missed it this morning, you still have a chance to see it tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Look in the southeast horizon to the right of the moon and a little down is Venus on top, Mercury on bottom.
And he called it a planet convergence. And I heard him talking about that there were actually five separate planets visible, but you had to know just where to look. That's cool. We'll learn more if you'll join us on the Dr. Sky cruise at Dolly Steamboat on Canyon Lake, February 27th. We're putting together a whole boat full of just Rosie on the House listeners. Go to dollysteamboat.com. We'll have a blast with his laser sky pointers talking about the space station that you can see crossing the sky. He'll tell us what all the satellites are that we can see, as well as stay into the, what do you call it? Nebula? Orion Nebula.
Yes.
Okay, but let's get to plumbing.
Yeah, so many things. I've got to listen up four or five more times to get it all designated in memory.
Hey, we brought Jason Watson in here to get our head out of the stars and into your toilet.
Yay!
Hey! Huh? Jason, thanks for doing that for us, buddy.
Yeah, Never heard it put that way, but anything I can do to help.
Hey, tell us a little bit about your background in the plumbing world.
Well, I started in the plumbing world about 20 years ago. I had one kid and one kid on the way and figured I better find something somewhat stable to fall back on. Got into the
trade. What were you engaged in at the time? I just got to know.
I'd been engaged in a few things, but primarily car sales.
Okay. All right.
And it doesn't exactly provide the most steady of incomes.
Not steady.
So I'd always heard you should always have a trade to fall back on, and I thought I'd do plumbing for a year, and I found out I really liked it. I really liked helping people, and I didn't mind doing things that other people just had a distaste for.
Well, I tell you, I have to bring plumbers in because it's one of the trades I know the least, plumbing and electrical. And the reason I never learned plumbing, and I have a son who's a plumber in Portland.
Okay.
And that's where you're originally from, the Oregon area, right?
I'm from just south of Portland, yeah.
Okay. So he loves it up there. I never could get a truck big enough to carry all. Oh, Rosie, that's a 7/16 ID, not a 3/8 OD.
It is challenging. We do have a whole lot of parts and a whole lot of brands and a whole lot of everything to deal with.
Every time I did a plumbing repair job, It was 7 hours on the road, back and forth to the plumbing yard, and then 2 hours of chiropractic work. You guys have to be gymnast to get into some of the places you have to get. You have to be contortionist.
Well, there's a reason that plumbers get large. It's because they get tired of being that guy in the attic or the crawl space.
Oh, man. So you
That's your promotional opportunity in plumbing.
You show me a skinny plumber, I'll show you the guy that gets the dirty jobs.
Well, you're keeping yourself pretty trim there, so you must be doing something right. Now, you come out of car sales, you go into plumbing, you're up in Oregon, you're going to try it for a year. And here we are 20 years later, and you're running the plumbing division of Intelligent Design down in Tucson for Andrew.
Pretty correct.
Hey, that's great. Well, that's a real success story.
Thank you.
Can we talk to people? One of the most popular presentations I do for homeowners, when they invite me to their Block Watch program or their neighborhood homeowner association program or the Rotary or the Kiwanis Club, there's two topics they like to hear the most. How can I improve my home security? And what are the 10 things homeowners do wrong? And I've actually developed a whole list of 10 things people do wrong with their plumbing, 10 things people do wrong with their air conditioning, 10 things people do wrong in their electrical. What, in your experience, are the things Arizona homeowners do most often wrong about their plumbing system?
Probably the number one thing is they believe packaging when they buy a product. When something says it's flushable, it does not make it flushable. That is probably the number one thing. Number two, they don't test their emergency shutoff valves and they find themselves in an emergency where something's leaking, something's burst, water's going everywhere, and they don't know how to shut off the water.
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence that your first two things exactly match my first two things. They flush things that shouldn't be flushed, and they ignore their water heater, the most ignored appliance in the entire house.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. But when you see that Santa wipes are flushable, you plumbers love that marketing.
Well, if you like your plumber, we like it when you do that. It's an invitation for us. We appreciate it.
Yeah. And let's talk about the physics of that. You know, as a kid growing into the trades, I always thought, you know, if plumbing lines are clogging and we're only putting in like 1.5 and 2 and 3 inch soil lines, why don't we just make every line 6 inches and forget it? It can't be that much more expensive.
If only it were that simple, right?
Yeah, it's physics.
Yeah, it is physics. When we're building a house, we have to determine what size of waistlines to use. It's determined by the fixture units. Those rules have not changed, but what has changed is the amount of water that appliances and fixtures use. So toilets are now low-flushing toilets, not the old 3.5 and 5 gallon toilets that we used to use for sizing. So we're not using as much water, so those pipes are not cleaning themselves as well as they would have 30, 40, 50 years ago.
I think I need to leave. I don't like where this is going.
No. I'm a paint this as pretty as we possibly can.
If you're eating, stop.
If you think of the inside of a pipe, mm-hmm. it has to be of a certain size so the water quantity flowing down it takes everything resting on the bottom of that pipe and moves it all. It all flows downhill.
And it's also designed to have a little bit of turbulence so that it becomes self-cleaning.
We put too big a pipe in there. It's too shallow of water. There's no turbulence. And we end up with a much larger dam of whatever it is that ends up damming up the pipe.
It just takes a little bit longer to stop it up, and it's a whole lot harder to clean it.
But what we haven't accounted for yet is the reduced water we're sending down that line. That's kind of an interesting dilemma we've put ourselves in.
It really is.
Yeah. So you got to have the certain amount of quantity of water and turbulence to create the self-cleaning action that a perfectly engineered plumbing system works. It all flows downhill except when it doesn't. Right?
Basic physics there.
It all flows downhill until it doesn't. So I want to talk a little bit about what people could do to keep their systems problem-free. And I also want to take everybody through the clean side of the plumbing. I don't want to stay in the toilet all morning. I want to go to the clean side. As you bring in the fresh water at the water manifold, let's talk to what the water does going through the house.
And it is the open line hour at Rosie on the House as well. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Plumbing is just one of those topics that is so popular because it's very easily taken for granted. It works very well. But when it doesn't work, I tell you, Jason, and people think I'm nuts, I would sooner give up air conditioning than I would my water heater. I need my hot shower more than the cool. Because at night, it'll cool off, and you can't clean off sweatiness in a freezing cold shower. I've got to have my water heater.
Absolutely. And people, it's amazing how people will call and they say, oh, no, this can wait. Oh, no, that can wait. But it can be 7 o'clock at night on a Saturday, and they need a water heater right now.
That spoils you to death. Hot water is a blessing.
it's beyond a blessing. It's become a necessity.
Yes. So you can join the conversation again, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, or text your questions to 411-923. Try and keep it under 120 characters. And if you could, give us a zip code for reference. This is a statewide broadcast, and although water, heating, and plumbing may not factor in so much in elevation, at least give us a frame of reference of geolocation. We'll be back right after this.